15 Celsius.
Thank you, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the shipping bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Monday, the 20th of April. The general synopsis at midnight. High southeast Iceland, 1032, expected just south of Iceland, 1041, by midnight tonight. New low expected Trafalgar, 999, by same time. Low Viking, 1021, losing its identity. High Fitzroy, 1016, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Viking, becoming variable, then northerly later 2 to 4. Showers at first, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South Utsira, southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable, then northerly later 2 to 4. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate. Forties Cromarty, cyclonic becoming east or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in forties. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Fourth Tyne, variable 2 to 4, becoming east 3 to 5. Showers, moderate or good. Dogger, north veering northeast 3 to 5. Showers, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight. East or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Rain at first, moderate or good. Humber, Thames. North veering northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, moderate or good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. East or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, except in Dover and White. Fog patches in South Biscay. Good, occasionally very poor in South Biscay. South Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later. Thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North Fitzroy. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in the southwest. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. East 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, fair, good. Irish Sea, northeast 2 to 4, veering east 4 to 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. Shannon, Rockall. East or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Shannon. Showers, good. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. East or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes. East or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland. Northeasterly 3 to 5 until later in the southeast. Otherwise variable 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Northeast 3, 19 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Stornoway. Northwest by west 2, 22 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Lerwick, north-northeast 4, recent drizzle, 19 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest by south 1, 24 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Bridlington, northwest by west 2, 1024, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north by east 4, 11 miles, 1023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 4, 11 miles, 1023. Jersey, east northeast 3, 12 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east 4, 1022. Scilly Automatic, east northeast 4, 12 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Valentia, east by south 3, 27 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northwest by north 1, 22 miles, 1025, falling slowly. And Malin Head, north northeast 3, 16 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. the general situation. A ridge of high pressure will decline as an easterly flow becomes established across the United Kingdom. Light or moderate winds for most areas are expected on Monday. They'll then strengthen, becoming fresh to strong, especially in the south on Tuesday. Some showers are expected, mainly for western waters, but otherwise mainly fair conditions will dominate. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northwest, veering east, 3 to 5. Occasional rain or showers, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwesterly, 4 or 5 at first in the north, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 3 to 5. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 3 or less, becoming east 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers, fair later, good. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northerly, 3 or 4, veering northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, fair later, good. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly for a time, at first in the west, 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6. Showers until later in the east, good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast, veering southeast for a time at first, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, except in the far south. Occasionally 6 later. Mainly fair, good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable, becoming east or northeast, 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5 later. Mainly fair, good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, becoming northeast 2 to 4, veering east 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. The Isle of Man. Variable 2 or 3, becoming easterly 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable, mainly north 2 to 4, becoming east 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northerly or northeasterly, becoming variable for a time in the east, 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 in the west, veering easterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northerly, 3 to 5, veering easterly or northeasterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in the north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. And finally, the Shetland Isles. East, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 3 or less later. Then northeast, 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. We'll join the Farming Today team in a couple of minutes, but first here on Radio 4, it's time for Prep for the Day with Elizabeth Rawlinson-Mills.
Good morning. Just before Easter, I had the pleasure of singing Bach's St. John's Passion with my local choral society. It's an astonishing piece of music, but most astonishing in the performance was the moment that marks the death of Jesus of Nazareth, when the conductor allowed a silence to expand until it filled the hall like something almost tangible. For me, it was an experience both completely physical and deeply spiritual, connecting me to the whole choir, orchestra, and audience, and across time, to all the musicians who have shared this moment, and further back still, to the women standing faithfully at the foot of the cross. A Quaker friend of mine talks about making a little hole in the world, describing those moments when two or three people settle into quiet and allow a true silence to grow. These silences pierce through the bustle and noise of life and let the light in. They create a holy hole, a sacred space, and they can happen in the most mundane of settings, when a conversation lapses into quiet, in the face of great joy or great pain. In the gap after bedtime stories, as children settle to sleep, when a group of protesters gathers in loving witness. In my experience, it even happens occasionally in a difficult work meeting, when people realise they're safe enough to really listen to one another. Mary Oliver called it the doorway into thanks and a silence in which another voice may speak. May I seek opportunities for making a little hole in the world today, for giving thanks and for listening, for allowing the spirit to breathe.